remain standing for the call to worship, followed by the Apostles' Creed. And where you were there when they crucified the Lord, in the spiritual sense, if you know your Bible, you know you were there when they laid him in the tomb. Reverence the name of the Lord in the evening and his glory to the rising of the sun. Morning by morning, God wakens us to listen as those who are willing to be taught. Listen again for the word of God and together the prayer of confession. God of justice, you still look for those who love justice and practice honesty in business and in court. Too often you look in vain for those who will intervene in opposition to injustice and those who will tell the truth without any hesitation. Too often we are cowardly and turn our backs on those who need our advocacy in the case of freedom with justice. Forgive any compromise of integrity and any indifference to miscarriages of justice. Have mercy on us for the sake of Jesus Christ, your suffering servant and our Savior. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.